We can start off by introducing ourselves. I am Ellen Prince. I'm chairing this meeting, and I'm from the Western Cape. And I'm going to give over to the honorable members to introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Nkosiwan Mwita. I'm also the member of the committee, and I'm from Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Omi Singh, member of this committee, KwaZulu-Natal.
Good morning, Charles Julius, member of the committee, Gauteng.
My name is Mosam Lambo from Gauteng.
Good morning, members. My name is Sandy Lennon. I'm an advisor to the Minister of Communications. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and members. My name is Tiso Raditabo. I am acting CEO of SABC. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is John Matteson. I'm on the new SABC interim board.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Ayanda Cliche, responsible for parliamentary liaison at the SABC.
Thank you. Support staff, please.
Good morning, everybody. Asghar Bauer. I'm standing in for the secretary of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Eric Boscati. I'm the content advisor for the committee.
Good morning, my name is Amanda Zintani. I'm the committee assistant.
Good morning, thanks, Chair. My name is Baba Tumizwini. I'm the executive secretary of the office of the chairperson.
Thank you very much. Acting CEO, board members, welcome to the committee. I think it's long overdue. After all the things that happen in the SABC that we are having here, you are going to present the revised APT, but also you are going to reflect on the issues relating financial problems into the SABC, the crisis of not pay the payment, no payments of salary, and service providers, etc. Just give us some information on that so that we as a committee will know where we are going and what is going on. Also, the interim board can give us some insight on what are they doing to bring stability into the SABC board, and how do they plan to move forward to do that? Do they have a program in place? And they can refer to some of these things. Before going to see that, can I deal, before I giving you opportunity, honorable member, I see you want, or do you want to say something? Why are you freezing? Are you upset with me?
No.
Oh, sorry. Can we deal with apologies? I received two apologies from members of our committee, Honorable Parkis and Honorable Safar, who is sick, is off sick. Do you have any apologies of your side, acting DJ, ask CEO? Can you present your apologies, please?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and committee members. We have an apology from our acting COO and acting CFO. We will leave the apologies from the board members to Mr. Mattis and to report on those.
Chairperson, from the side of the ministry, the minister is not well. She is quite sick. and unfortunately she was unable to come to the meeting, but she would have loved to come to the meeting. That's it.
Over to Honorable thank you, Chair. Chair, I was going to talk exactly on the matter of e-representation in the ministry and as well e-representation DG of the department, a person that is supposed to account on the work of the organization. I'm raising this, Chair, because I see it is becoming a norm that when the departments are coming to the NCOP, the DG will not be there, the minister will not be there. I take the apology that the minister today is sick. Not that I'm referring to him, her, that she doesn't attend the meetings of the NCOP. But I am saying as a matter of fact, Chair, in these meetings we are here to make the department to account. And the person that is supposed to be doing that role is the accounting officer and also the minister if the minister is present. And this thing of them not respecting the meetings of the NCOP committees, it must be seriously registered, Chair, to the highest office if necessary. As a result, from the meeting that I'm coming from, the programming, it was one of the items that we're debating, even to the debate this afternoon. Our chairperson of the NCOP will raise that sharply, that when we are here to make the department to account through the relevant person that had that responsibility. I just want that to be clear, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. I really appreciate that you bring that point on because we can make our own things here by saying that the minister is not taking us seriously. But we notice that in some instances, the minister is not doing extra. They're not going to do extra, what are you saying, extra efforts to attend our meeting. And it is a concern. And it's not the first time that we raise it, because you can see the trend. If you're going and look at the trend of some ministers is attending, some is not taking, I'm not saying it is the case, but out of experience, there is a trend of some ministers is not coming, even making an effort to come and attend the select committees. Honourable Julius.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just also to reiterate, we have a bloated cabinet, and so ministers are not overloaded. But I just want to find out from the department whether they contacted the deputy minister, and then did the deputy minister also make an apology? Thank you, Chair.
Members are putting me on the spot. I think the first part around the DG apology, I do not have any. But as I speak, as an advisor of the minister, there are two difficulties. One is Wednesday are cabinet days, so minister and DM are there. But even with cabinet, minister is not attending because he's quite sick. So that's our part. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. We noted. I think the relevant structures, political structure, is dealing with that point, and we are very pleased that you are going to deal with that.
Chairperson, sorry for the dialogue before we start. Truly my apologies, but I just want to know what justice will it make? What questions will we ask and what questions will be answered in the session? I strongly advise that we send SABC back so that they come with the relevant people that we can hold account. I don't think we need to continue with this because it will be a fruitless exercise. it will be hearsay. The committee says this minister, and what will your responses be in a month's time or so? This will be fruitless, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honourable members, let's hear the feeling of the whole committee. What are you saying? Are we saying that the people who is in the position is not capable of answering the question? The board member is here, the interim board member, the acting CEO is here. I want to hear from you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, yes, we do have an interim board member, and we have an acting CEO. Is that good enough? I think, we're saying interim, we're saying acting. The positions are not the positions that we would like to have had. At least the DG didn't even send an apology. Now, that is unacceptable, because the minister is sick and everybody gets sick. It's understandable. But for not sending an apology, it shows disrespect, and I support that we should not.
Honourable Nambu?
Thank you, Honourable
Chair. Can I just address the DG part? I only got now information that the DG sent the apology. Where is the apology?
It was SMS to Ananda.
SMS to you. But you know how apologies is working. Over to you, Honourable
Chair. Thank you, Chair. I concur with honourable members that the interim board, it's an interim board,
yeah.
And they are still new, by the way. But when it comes to the real accountability, the head or the deputy, which I believe also the deputy didn't forward the apology. The SMS one, I don't feel that it needs to be accepted. Unfortunately, as I support, I feel very bad for you gentlemen who are here. But for us to be taken serious as members of parliament when it comes to accountability, more especially when it comes to the SABC, there's been a lot going wrong. So let's send a clear message by not allowing this presentation to continue. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Chair, I concur with my colleagues that, I had this feeling that the department doesn't take us very seriously. And not just us. We are doing irresponsibility on behalf of our constituencies, the public. And the public is ready. They know that we're sitting today. They are ready to hear the interaction between us and the department on critical matters that are out there in the public. If now would allow a situation where we sit with you without accounting officers, it's not on. They must know that we reject the fact that he didn't apologize properly to the right office. He just SMS. That's another way of not taking us serious.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I'm going to make a ruling. I concur with your input. It is high time that we send out a message that we are here to do our oversight. And by doing so, we must ask questions to the relevant people. And if they are not here, how will we do justice to our work? I think that the NCOP is responsible for the implementation program also, which is a very serious matter. And people cannot think that they can come here and go quick do a presentation, because sometimes people is complaining, why are you not having joint meetings, because now we must come and repeat our siam. There's a difference between the NCOP and the portfolio committee. If it was not the case, then parliament, people can raise questions, why is there NCOP? Is it only to deploy people to get a salary? We do have a role to play, and we want to play it. Therefore, I'm going to make a ruling. You want to say before something before I go to you? I'm going to make a ruling.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. My appeal to this committee is that we understand and we respect the NCOP. And we would also want to draw the NCOP's attention to the Broadcasting Act, which says the governance of the SABC is actually done by the board and the operations. Now, we've got an interim board. The interim board is represented by one of its own member, who is fully delegated. And secondly, we do have the acting CEO. So on those bases, I would appeal to the committee that we can continue with the meeting. Then.
Honourable Julius.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, it's true that it's governed by the board, but we have a shareholder. We have a shareholder, and it's vested in the minister or the deputy minister. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other input? I think my ruling will be that we are not going to allow you to present today. It was new minister, it was a new deputy. It was good, even though, to have them here to come and state the facts to us, what is happening in the SABC and what did they do to make sure that there is stability in the way forward.
Honourable members, can I have That's what he said. Can we have a private room?
It was you.
I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,